Hi everyone, I am Yun Mok Son from KAIST. This is a joint work with Ho Chul Shin, Donggan Kim, and Young Seok Park, Juan No, Gibom Choi, and Professor Jung Woo Choi, and Professor Yongdae Kim. Today I'm going to talk about drones, especially attacking drones. Drones are widely used for delivery, search and rescue, photography, and private hobbies. Another interesting application is the air terrorism using a weaponized drone. A few weeks ago, a gun-firing drone was a big issue in the US. I think it's because this drone can attack someone by itself. Also, recently, unauthorized drone approached some important places or people very closely. These happenings show that some attack using drones are possible and they are not easy to detect or defense. So these days, many governments are interested in shutting down these drones. Until now, several attacks have been proposed. The first one is physical attack, such as shooting with a gun, capturing with a net, and destroying them using high-power laser or bumper drone. RF jamming and spoofing can cause denial of service or taking control of drones through the wireless communication channel. Software hacking is also possible because drone is also a kind of embedded system. And some drones are equipped with GPS receiver to know their location. These drones can be guided to the attacker's place or some other places by GPS jamming or spoofing. How about sensors? Sensors are very important for drone's operation. However, sensing channel of drone have not been investigated yet as an attack vector. So we asked this question. How secure is drone against intentional interference on this sensing channel? This is a basic block diagram of drone system. The most important part is the flight controller. This is the brain of drone. A user transmits the control signal to the flight controller, and then the flight controller decides the speed of rotors. However, it is impossible for human to control drones corresponding to every variation of environment. So to maintain the balance of drone, inertial measurement unit is required. Inertial measurement unit is a set of sensors, and it is the cochlea of drone. So using two inputs from user and sensor, the flight controller can decide the control signal for all rotors. Inertial measurement unit is a set of sensors which measures orientation or rotation of drone's body. One of the main sensors in IMU is MEMS gyroscope. MEMS means a very small machine or mechanical structure. Because of MEMS technology, the gyroscopes are integrated into a small chip. So today they are more and more popular. This is a conceptual structure of MEMS gyroscope. There is a sensing mass in the middle of structure. This sensing mass is continuously vibrating along to x-axis. When rotation occurs along to g-axis, a force also occurs in y-direction. We can measure this force, and the amount of this force means the amount of rotation. Because of this vibrating mechanical structure, the mechanical resonance is considered as an important factor for MEMS gyroscope. Here is a short video about mechanical resonance. In this video, mechanical resonance can break a glass using a specific frequency of sound.
Mom, I broke it!
So, high-power sound noise can cause the mechanical resonance in MEMS gyroscope also. This mechanical resonance degrades the accuracy of MEMS gyroscope. This effect is already known in MEMS research community, so to reduce this effect, it is recommended that MEMS gyroscope should have the resonant frequencies higher than 20 kHz. In other words, higher than audible sound range. The problem is that people have considered this resonance effect just as a performance degradation. However, we thought we can use this effect for attacking drones. This is our test bed to investigate the gyroscope output under sound noise. The blue box is target gyroscope to investigate, and the red boxes are for generating sound noise. We used a consumer-grade speaker to generate single-tone sound noise. The distance between sound source and the gyroscope was 10 centimeters. The sound source is connected to the audio amplifier to increase the power of sound, and then connected to the external sound card to generate both audible sound and ultrasound. Green boxes are for measurement to read the data from gyroscope. Using this test bed, we scanned the sound frequencies up to 30 kHz with 100 Hz of interval. All experiments are conducted in a room that has no sound reflection. This room is called an echoic chamber. This is a picture of our test in an echoic chamber. The sound source and the gyroscopes are fixed to separated frames. The sound pressure level we generated was around 90 decibels. 90 decibels is considered as the sound level of a noisy factory or heavy truck. We tested 15 different kinds of MEMS gyroscope. Especially two of them are equipped on our target drones. I will explain about them later. Among 15 kinds of MEMS gyroscope, we found the resonant frequencies from 7 of them. The first 3 gyroscopes are manufactured by STMicro, and their resonant frequencies are not open in public. But by our scanning, we found their resonant frequencies in audible sound range for all axes. Other 4 gyroscopes are manufactured by InventSense, and their resonant frequencies are described in their dataset. But except the last one, we found their resonant frequencies only for G axis. It is because we could not generate efficiently the sound frequency above 30 kHz. So this result does not mean that they don't have the resonant frequencies for X and Y axis. For the last one, we found each resonant frequencies for all axes. And the resonant frequencies of these 4 gyroscopes exist in ultrasound range. This means we cannot hear the sound. To show the amount of sound noise effect, we measure the standard deviation. These figures are standard deviation of the output from 12 identical gyroscopes. You can see that the output of all gyroscopes have high standard deviation near 8 kilohertz in x-axis and y-axis, also in g-axis. The last graph is the output from one gyroscope among 12 with 8 kilohertz of sound noise in time domain. Without noise, the output of gyroscope is like the red line, but by sound noise, the output of gyroscope highly fluctuates, like the blue line. So this abnormal output has not only high amplitude, but also fast changes. So our next question was, what is the impact of this abnormal output to the actuation of drone system? To answer this question, we analyzed two open source firmware programs. In these programs, we found the rotor control algorithm. As I mentioned before, the flight controller has two inputs, the transmitter data from user and the gyroscope data from sensor, and one output, the rotor control data. This pseudocode describes the rotor control algorithm briefly. The first thing we found in this code is that before actuation, the rotor control value is bounded between predefined min and max values. The second thing is the gyroscope output affects to the rotor control directly, and there is no filtering or verification for sensor output. The last thing is that the rotor control value can be abnormally increased when the current value of gyroscope output is high with fast changes. So based on this analysis, we tried to attack drones. At first, we built two DIY drones using commercial IMUs. The first one is equipped with the gyroscope made by STMicro, and its resonant frequency is in audible sound range. And the second one is equipped with a gyroscope made by InvenSense, and its resonant frequency is in ultrasound range. Both drones use different firmware, but the main control algorithms are almost the same. For our real-world attack, we attach it a Bluetooth speaker on the target drone to control the sound remotely. And we also attached the sonar and the wireless modules to monitor the status of this drone. In our demo, the sound noise will be started after 10 seconds of normal flight, and then will be kept for another 10 seconds. Here is our demo. This is normal flight for 10 seconds. Right after our attack started, the target drone falls down and cannot arise during our attack. After attack, it is controllable again. This is the captured data during previous demo. The first graph is the output of gyroscope for 3-axis. Using this data as an input, the flight controller decide the rotor control data, the second graph. Because our target drone is a quadcopter, so there are four rotors in second graph. Region A and C has no sound noise. Region B means the duration of our attack. In region B of the first graph, the gyroscope output is disturbed by our attack. Due to this disturbance, the rotor control data also fluctuates almost between mean and max values. Because of this unexpected fluctuation, the target drone lost its control. So the last graph is altitude data from sonar. You can see here a sudden drop occurs in altitude at the beginning of region B. Our attack works for target drone A, but not for target drone B. The main difference is affected axis. Target drone A is affected for all axes, but target drone B is affected only for G axis. We think the reason of this failure is that X and Y axis are more critical for drone's stability. Because for drone, G axis means horizontal orientation. On the other hand, X and Y axis mean vertical rotations. Because we used a small consumer grade speaker as our sound source, we want to know what will happen if we can use more powerful sound source. In our experiment, the minimum sound pressure level for attack was about 108 decibels at 10 centimeters of distance. By the relationship between sound pressure level and the distance, theoretically, the attack distance can be increased to 37 meters using a more powerful sound source that can generate 140 decibels at 1 meter. For example, using this kind of sound source shown in the slide. We think our attack can be applied to several ways. It is possible to attack the victim drone using another attacker drone with sound source. Sonic weapons and sonic walls are also possible, like these pictures. We also tried to test long-range attack and sonic wall, but they were not easy. The reasons are here. At first, we tried to attack using a 3x3 speaker array that we made, but okay, look at this crazy experiment. It was really hard to aim at the moving target in the air. We also borrowed a long-range acoustic device that can generate 140 decibels. But this device is optimized for human voice, so it cannot generate the sound frequency that we want. Moreover, it is really heavy. We also built a simple sonic wall using 25 small speakers. Let me show you our result. Yeah, in this result, in our test, the target drone just passed through without any response. We think it's because our sonic wall is too thin. Actually, this sonic wall is almost sonic curtain, not even sonic wall. So we think we need thicker sonic wall to attack. There are several countermeasures, but we tested for a simple one, physical isolation. Physical isolation is shielding from sound. So we put four different materials between sound source and the gyroscope. As a result, physical isolation can reduce the effect of sound noise to 20% for X and Y axis and to 60% for G-axis on average. So this means that a good casing can be a good defense for this kind of attack. So in summary, our work is a case study for a threat caused by malicious sensor input. We found the resonant frequencies from 7 kind of MEMS gyroscope. And we figured out the effect of resonance in drone's firmware and demonstrated our attack against drone in the real world. We also suggested several attack scenarios and defenses. Because most of existing defenses need some modification in hardware, so now we are interested in developing a software-based defense against sensing channel attack. I want to end my presentation by saying this. Sensor output should not be fully trusted because there are always bad guys like us. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
Hi, Kyle Saska, CMU. So great work. I only saw your plots briefly, but it looked like when there was variance, it was both up and down on the plots. Have you looked at things such as taking moving averages or something like that towards reducing the variance, even though it would sort of introduce a lag or some latency in the measurement?
Do you mean that the directivity of gyroscope?
Yeah, so taking a moving average over the gyroscopic samples in order to reduce some of the variance that you were experiencing.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, I'm Tak from Mitsubishi Electric Corporation. And thank you for the great work. And do you have you analyzed how the sonic sound is delivered to the MEMS chip? Maybe it is once converted to mechanical vibration of the flying object, and maybe, you know, there's a conduction of vibration within the, you know, chassis and also PCB board or something like that. Have you analyzed that kind of stuff?
The answer is no, because we don't know the structure inside each chips. So in our work, the gyroscope is just a black box. We just know input and output.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
Okay. Because, you know, the vibration may have orientation. So, you know, there was success and fail between the, you know, drone, you know, products. So maybe you can reason the success and fail of their experiments by analyzing the mechanical.
I cannot hear.
I'm sorry. Because, you know, maybe that kind of mechanical analysis can reason why one drone can be attacked and another cannot be attacked. Yeah, that's common to.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yuan Xu, I have a question. It seems like you mentioned at the beginning. Acoustic can affect different types of MEMS. So I'm wondering whether you tried other types of MEMS sensor, like spectrometers and maybe microphones.
Yes. In our experiment, we found some other response from accelerometer. From accelerometer.
So you tried accelerometers and you found the same phenomenon?
Yes, yeah, similar.
I see.
But different frequencies.
Different frequencies.
Yes.
I see. So is there any reason why you choose to present gyroscope, didn't present other sensors result?
Because for drone, the main sensor is gyroscope. So.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
In your videos, it appeared that most of your operators weren't wearing headphones. Wasn't the noise pretty loud?
Speaker 소리가 아까 헤드폰 끼고 있었잖아요. 왜 그랬냐고.
아. It was in the second video, you mean?
Yeah. So let me answer. So we borrowed the shield from police, and it was like a $20,000 shield, and it was playing like 150 dB, and I mean you cannot you know do any kind of experiment inside a kind of gym, and it's gonna break your ear. So that's why they had to use all those things. Yeah, I mean, frankly speaking, I think all the theory and everything was easy. I think the most difficult one for this paper was actually all the experiments, because whenever we are successful, it's gonna break the propeller and all those things. So I think all those I've been doing some other work, but I mean this kind of mechanical experiment was I think most painful experiments I've ever worked on before.